my fellow countrymen, on this occasion, the oath I have taken before you and before God is not mine alone, but ours together. We are one nation and one people. Our faith as a nation and our future as a people rests not upon one citizen, but upon all citizens. That is the majesty and the meaning of this moment. For every generation, there is a destiny. For some, history decides for this generation, the choice must be our own. Even now, a rocket moves toward Mars. It reminds us that the world will not be the same for our children or even for ourselves in a short span of years. The next man to stand here will look out on a scene that is, because ours is a time of change, rapid and fantastic change, bearing the secrets of nature, multiplying the nations, placing in uncertain hands new weapons for mastery and destruction, shaking old values and uprooting old ways. Our destiny in the midst of change will rest on the unchanged character of our people and on their faith. They came here, the exile and the stranger, brave but frightened, to find a place where a man could be his own man. They made a covenant with this land, conceived in justice, written in liberty, bound in union. It was meant one day to inspire the hopes of all mankind, and it binds us still. If we keep its terms, we shall flourish. Under this covenant of justice, liberty, and union, we have become a nation, prosperous, great and mighty, and we have kept our freedom. But we have no promise from God that our greatness will endure. We have been allowed by Him to seek greatness with the sweat of our hands and the strength of our spirit. I do not believe that the great society is the ordered, changeless, and sterile battalion of the ants. It is the excitement of becoming, always becoming, trying, probing, falling, resting, and trying again. but always trying and always gaining. In each generation, with toil and tears, we have had to earn our heritage again. If we fail now, then we will have forgotten in abundance what we learn in hardship. That democracy rests on faith. That freedom asks more than it gives. The judgment of God is harshest on those who are most favored. If we succeed, it will not be because of what we have, but it will be because of what we are. Not because of what we own, but rather because of what we believe. We are a nation of believers. Underneath the clamor of building and the rush of our day's pursuits, we are believers in justice and liberty and union, and in our own union. We believe that every man must someday be free. Believe in ourselves. And that is the mistake that our enemies have always made. In my lifetime, in depression and in war, they have awaited our defeat. Each time, from the secret places of the American heart came forth the faith that they could not see or that they could not even imagine. And it brought us victory, and it will again. For this is what America is all about. It is the uncrossed desert and the unclimbed ridge. It is the star that is not reached and the harvest that's sleeping in the unplowed ground. Is our world gone? We say farewell. Is a new world coming? We welcome it, and we will bend it to the hopes of man. And to these trusted public servants, and to my family and those close friends of mine who have followed me down a long, winding road, and to all the people of this union and the world, I will repeat today what I said on that sorrowful day in November last year. I will lead and I will do the best I can. But you must look within your own hearts to the old promises and to the old dream. They will lead you best of all. For myself, I ask only in the words of an ancient leader, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this, thy people, that is so great?